أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وأصلي وأسلم صلاة والتسليما يليقان بمقام أمير الأنبياء وإمام المرسلين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدًا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين صلى اللهم وسلم وبارك على هذا النبي الأمين وعلى آله وصحابته الغر الميمين أما بعد جماعة المسلمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم أينما تكونوا يدرككم الموت ولو كنتم في بروج مشيدة وإن تصبهم حسنة يقولوا هذه من عند الله وإن تصبهم سيئة يقولوا هذه من عندك قل كل من عند الله فما لهؤلاء القوم لا يكادون يفقهون حديثا ما أصابك من حسنة فمن الله وما أصابك من سيئة فمن نفسك وأرسلناك للناس رسولا وكفى بالله شهيدا صدق الله العظيم جماعة المسلمين this is one of those khutbas that it would be better to hear the whole khutbah than only half the khutbah. So those that are going to come a little bit later, inshallah, I know it's going to be recorded. Maybe they can get hold of it, inshallah ta'ala. I want us to connect this khutbah with last week's khutbah because I think a lot of things were literally thrown up in the air, and for some, if not for many, they are still settling. So inshallah, as they are settling, let us try and put them in the right places. You know, our entire understanding of the meaning of life and the purpose of life, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put us here, what we should be doing, Muhammad salawatu rabbi wa salamu alayhi. But it's like a puzzle. And we have to be physically engaging in putting the pieces of that puzzle together. We can't just be going through our daily lives, not be concerned about the akhirah, only chasing after the dunya, not worried about the acquisition of that knowledge that is going to prepare us for the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah, and expect that we are going to have the correct understanding that we require in order to be steadfast on the straight path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So last week we concentrated on the verse of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, مَا أَصَابَكُم مِن مُصِيبَةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَا فِي أَنفُسِكُمْ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مِن قَبْلِ أَن نَبْرَأَهَا إِنَّ ذَلِكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ يَسِيرٌ لِكَيْ لَا تَأْسَوْا عَلَى مَا فَاتَكُمْ وَلَا تَفْرَحُوا بِمَا آتَاكُمْ وَاللَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ كُلَّ مُخْتَالٍ فخور صدق الله العظيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, nothing will befall you. ما أصابكم من مصيبة of a calamity في الأرض in the earth ولا في أنفسكم or within yourselves except that it's written in a book before it is revealed, before it is made manifest. Indeed, that is easy for Allah in order that you should not be saddened لكي لا تأسوا على ما فاتكم, in order that you shouldn't be saddened about that which you have lost, or even that which has been taken away. وَلَا تَفْرَحُوا بِمَا أَتَاكُمْ, and you shouldn't be boastful about that which you have gained. But you only lost it because Allah took it away. And you only gained it because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave it to you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves not the one who thinks a lot of themselves and looks down on others. So we spoke about al-qadr al-mubram and al-qadr al-mu'allaq. We spoke about that very confusing subject of al-qadr. Qadr, which people oftenly I think, erroneously translate as predetermination, because that word is, it's a loaded word. Something's predetermined, it almost feels like it is forced upon me, and I have no say in the matter. And we looked at the fact that this kitab that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking about in this verse, إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ نَبْرَأَهَا. It's all in a book, recorded, before it is revealed, before it is made manifest. This is the Ummul Kitab, of which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَمْحُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيُثْبِتْ وَعِنْدَهُ أُمُّ الْكِتَابِ. The Ummul Kitab. That book, لَا يَتَبَدَّلْ وَلَا يَتَغَيَّرْ. It does not change and it cannot be exchanged for anything else. Why? Because it is the perfect knowledge of Allah. Of everything that is to take place in the creation of Allah. This is about knowledge. I think this is where the greatest confusion sets in, is where we don't understand that this is about knowledge. The fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything that is to take place in His entire creation, from the beginning to the end and beyond. From the beginning to the end and beyond. Why we say? Because there's a hereafter. Even after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has brought this creation to an end, and He creates the new creation. Yes, there will be a new creation. There will be a new earth on which the resurrection will take place, on which the ba'ath, on which the nashr, on which yawm al-taghabun, on which yawm al-qiyamah will take place. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says it. يَوْمَ تُبَدَّلُ الْأَرْضِ غَيْرِ الْأَرْضِ وَالسَّمَاوَاتِ. The day when this earth will be exchanged for another earth, and these heavens will be exchanged for other heavens. So even beyond. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, عَلِمَ مَا كَانَ. He knows that which was. وَعَلِمَ مَا يَكُونَ. He knows that which is. وَعَلِمَ مَا سَيَكُونَ. He knows that which will be. وَعَلِمَ مَا لَا يَكُونُ وَلَوْ كَانَ كَيْفَ كَانَ يَكُونَ. And He even knows that which will not be. And if it had to be, how it would be. And that is subhanallah. You know? Thinking about a topic like that, and when I'm going to get my car fixed, or when I'm going to be painting my house, or when we're going to be going on the next holiday. I mean, shatana thumma shatana baynahuma. The application of that intellect that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has endowed us with, and the faculties of that intellect, the hearing and the sight and the hearts. Inna as-sam'a wal-basara wal-fu'ada kullu ula'ika kana anhu mas'oola. Allah's going to question us. What did we use these faculties of intellect for? Only for chasing after the dunya? Only for preparing the next holiday? No, we need to be thinking about Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's knowledge is perfect. And the kitab is the record that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made of everything. Was the pen. And what did Allah say to the pen? Uktub ma huwa ka'in. Write that which is. Why? Because Allah knows the future as if it has already happened. Here comes the big dilemma now. The big dilemma that we are all sitting with. Okay, so it is written. What about my choice? And if there's anything I want you to leave this masjid with today, is the conclusion that life is about choices. I'm going to say three times. The Prophet ﷺ used to repeat something three times. Life is about choices. Life is about choices. And yes, I did lay out the three different categories, or if you like, types of qadr last week. But the strange thing is that they, all three of them overlap. All three of them overlap. And I'm going to explain why. So we have the qadr, of which we, from our perspective, we have got no say in. We have got no choice in. Like life and death and sustenance, etc., etc. And those things that although we don't have a say in them, like for example our environment in which we have grown up, or our carnal desires which have been instilled with us, we do have the ability to control them and discipline them. And then the third type being that which we are mukallaf bihi. Mukallaf bihi, we are duty bound in, and that is to choose good over bad, right over wrong, truth over falsehood, lawful over prohibited. And this is the journey that we've been on, because it was the story of Musa alayhi salam and Al-Khidr alayhi salam that led us to this. Because Musa represents those ahkam at-taklifiyah, those legal rulings on which we have to base our lives. And Al-Khidr, he represents those things that are happening. We can't understand why they are happening. We don't understand how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has even made it happen. But what we do know is, وَمَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّهُ, that nobody knows the soldiers of Allah except Him. And we've got no control over those things. So, life is about choices. These three actually overlap. And the verse that I'm going to share with you today is from Surah An-Nisa, verse number 78 and 79. Please go home and ponder over this verse. Now, wallahi, it's something, pondering over the Quran is very important, not just reading it. أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ أَمْ عَلَى قُلُوبٍ أَقْفَالُهَا. Don't they ponder over the Quran, or are there locks on their hearts? Why on their hearts and not on their brains? Because the heart is the seat of the human conscience. There are more than 40,000 neurons in the heart, and there's more neural traffic traveling from the heart to the brain than what there is from the brain to the heart. So it is with this heart, like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the disbelievers. وَلَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا. They have hearts with which they do not have any intelligence, or with which they do not understand or perceive. لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا. So we must use this heart to ponder over the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Verse number 78 and 79 of Surah An-Nisa, of Surah An-Nisa, the fourth chapter of the Holy Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَيْنَمَا تَكُونُوا يُدْرِكُمُ الْمَوْتِ. Wherever you might be, death will find you out. Can't hide from death. You can't escape. Although we are trying our entire lives, we are running away from death all the time. We think we are. That's why we take our medication and I remember one of the things that we never forget, what we learned in primary school, when you cross the road, you have to look right, left, and right again. I think if you're in America or in a country where they drive on the right-hand side of the road, you have to be the opposite. Why? Because you want to make it safely to the other side of the road. We don't want to get knocked over and die. قُلْ إِنَّ الْمَوْتَ الَّذِي تَفِرُّونَ مِنْ فَإِنَّهُ مُلَاقِيكُمْ ثُمَّ تُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ عَالِمِ الْغَيْبِ وَالشَّهَادَةِ فَيُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that indeed death, which you are running away from, it will catch up with you. It will catch up with you. فَإِنَّهُ مُلَاقِيكُمْ. And then you'll be returned to the knower of the unseen and the witness, Allah, and He will inform you as to how you were living your life in this world. So we cannot escape death. أَيْنَمَا تَكُونُوا يُدْرِكُمُ الْمَوْتِ. Wherever you might be, death will find you out. وَلَوْ كُنْتُمْ فِي بُرُوجٍ مُشَيِّدًا. Even if you be in towers built up high. Can't escape from death. Can't hide from death. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِن تُصِبُهُمْ حَسَنَةٌ يَقُولُوا هَذِهِ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. If something good happens to them, then they say this is from Allah. وَإِن تُصِبْهُمْ سَيِّئَةٌ يَقُولُوا هَذِهِ مِنْ عِنْدِكَ. And if something bad befalls them, they say this is from you, O Muhammad, this is your fault. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is referring to al-Yahud and al-Munafiqeen. He's referring to the Jews and the hypocrites. قُلْ كُلُّ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. Tell them that everything is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we touched on this last week. The fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of everything. خَالِكُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. خَالِكُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Now I want you to keep that thing in front of you. That thing that you're going to leave the masjid with today. What is it? Life is about? I can't hear you. Choices. Yet here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that everything comes from Allah. Why? Because Allah is the creator of everything. So if a person chooses to do something good, And Allah wills it into being, they earn it as their good deed. Remember, there's four things. Al-ilm, wal-kitaba, wal-mashi'a wal-irada, wal-ijadu wal-khalq. Four things. I know it sounded like six, but it's actually four. I just used two synonyms for the other two. So we have the knowledge, and then the writing down thereof, as in the Ummul Kitab. And then we have the Mashia or Irada. We have the will of Allah. When Allah wills something into being, kun fayakun. And at that time happens the Ijadu wal Khalq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala creates it. Even our actions. Even our actions. Like for example, you see my hand is there. Now I choose. I have the free will that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created within me to choose to lift this hand. And so I say, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, and I lift my hand up in the air. That, and I put it down again. That action, was it created by me? La wallah. Wallahi billahi tallahi. I didn't create anything. I cannot create anything. Neither can you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, khaliku kulli shay. Allah is the creator of everything, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so wills, and He creates that action, He brings it into being, and it's a good action that I chose to do, then I earn it as my good deed. And if it's a bad action, and Allah wills it into being, Allah creates it, then I earn it as my bad deed. I hope that is clear. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, كُلُّ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. It's all from Allah. Allah is the creator of everything. And this very much represents that al-qadr al-mubram, al-azali, that pre-eternal knowledge which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has recorded in the Ummul Kitab of everything that will take place. Those things that we had a choice in, because Allah knows our choices before we make them. Because Allah knows our choices before we make them. And those things in which we had no choice. That is all written down in that Ummul Kitab. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in, before He goes to verse number 79, I think this is a very important point here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَمَا لِهَٰؤُلَاءِ الْقَوْمِ لَا يَكَادُونَ يَفْقَهُونَ حَدِيثًا. But it's like these people, they don't understand anything. It's like these people do not understand anything. So this is a very, very important aspect of our aqeedah. In fact, it is the sixth pillar of Iman. But yet we don't ever ponder over it. And wallah, it isn't as complicated as some people make it out to be. It's got a lot to do with istislam, with submission, total submission and surrender to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then it will enter your heart bardan wa salaman. It will enter your heart coolly and peacefully. There'll be no ittirab. There'll be no confusion. There'll be no anxiety. And I hope that inshallah that will be the result of this khutbah bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. By the grace and mercy and permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So then in verse number 79 he says, مَا أَصَابَكَ مِنْ حَسَنَةٍ فَمِنَ اللَّهِ وَمَا أَصَابَكَ مِنْ سَيِّئَةٍ فَمِنْ نَفْسِكَ أَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ. Is this a contradiction? حَاشَ! حَاشَ لِلَّهِ. A contradiction in the Quran? Impossible. Why? Why is it impossible? Because it's from Allah. وَلَوْ كَانَ مِنْ عِنْدِ غَيْرِ اللَّهِ لَوَجَدُوا فِيهِ اخْتِلَافًا كَثِيرًا. If this Quran had been from anybody but Allah, then you would have found contradiction in it. So there's no contradiction here. What is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying? Verse number 79. Surah An-Nisa, whatever happens to you of good is from Allah. وَمَا أَصَابَكَ مِنْ سَيِّئَةٍ فَمِنْ نَفْسِكَ. And whatever happens to you of bad is from your own self. Is from your own self. وَأَرْسَلْنَاكَ لِلنَّاسِ رَسُولَ وَكَفَى بِاللَّهِ شَهِيدًا. And we sent thee, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to the people as a messenger, and Allah is sufficient as a witness. Wallahi, there's no contradiction here. If we understand this concept of al-qadr al-mubram and al-qadr al-mu'allaq. What is al-qadr al-mubram? Al-qadr al-azali is that pre-eternal knowledge of everything that is to take place in creation, that which is in the Ummul Kitab, that which is in the Lawh al-Mahfuz, the preserved tablet. As for al-qadr al-mu'allaq, that suspended qadr, this is the potential, the infinite potential of things that can take place in our lives depending on the choices that we make. Depending on the choices that we make. Listen carefully. Listen carefully. So we said that Al-Qadr Al-Mubram is where? In the Umm Al-Kitab, in the preserved tablet. As for Al-Qadr Al-Mu'allaq, where is it? In the Suhuf. In the parchments. However they look, Allahu A'lam, Allah knows best, which is in the hands of the Malaika. That if fulan, if so and so does this, then that is for them. And if they do this, then that is for them. And this is where that overlapping comes in. Because even though life and death and sustenance and calamities is something that we understand as being khalas, it's set out, it's put out. We have no say in that. But in actual fact, our choices will affect it. Our choices will affect it. And not change it, because it's knowledge. Please, listen carefully. It's knowledge. So Allah knows that, for example, so-and-so wants to get married. Here's a nice example. So-and-so wants to get married. Malakaniela mind up maki. SubhanAllah, I know a brother like that. He's turning 48 this year. He's nohikat roti. If he's listening, I'm making dua for you, brother. Majesta fasi. So-and-so wants to get married. Now, there are various potentials out there. But they haven't yet made their choice. They haven't yet made their choice, right? So they go through the whole process of making that choice. So they choose to make istishara, because this is how a Muslim chooses. They first make istishara, they go and consult with their peers, with people they respect, maybe the imam of the masjid, maybe his father, his uncle, his teacher, whatever. And he goes and consults, and then after the istishara, he makes istikhara. مَا خَابَ مَنْ اِسْتَشَارَ وَمَا خَسِرَ مَنْ اِسْتَخَارَ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. They will not be disappointed, those who consult, and they will never lose, those who make istikhara. That after you've consulted, then you go make two raka'ah, and you say, oh Allah, if it's going to be good for my deen and my dunya to marry this girl, then grant her to me and bless me therein. But if not, turn her away from me, and turn me away from her, and grant me all that which is good thereafter. That's a choice. That's a choice to make a dua. Listen carefully. He is choosing to make a dua. He's choosing to walk the correct path in making a choice. So now, we have all these potentials. Not necessarily infinite. Maybe he's got two or three in his mind. But life in general, like for example, what's going to happen after this khutbah? Between the time that you step your foot out of that door and between the time you get back to work or when you step your foot in your front door. What can happen? The potentials, they are infinite. Coming back to that beautiful saying, عَلِمَ مَا كَانْ, Allah knows that which was. وَعَلِمَ مَا يَكُونْ, He knows that which is. وَعَلِمَ مَا سَيَكُونْ, He knows that which will, knows that which will be. Okay, that's simple. And he even knows that which will not be. And if it had to be, how it would be. That's all the potentials. Of all the things that can happen after we leave this masjid. And based on trial, tribulation, test, and choices, there is only one chain of events that can happen. And that is fi Umm al-Kitab. That is al-Qadr al-Mubram. As for everything else, it's Qadr mu'allaq. Depending on the choices that we make and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing us and our reactions to that test. And our reactions to that test. So, fulan has got now three potentials with regards to marriage. That is fi qadr al-mu'allaq. And based on his consultation, his istishara, and his istikhara, surrendering his matter to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he ends up making a choice. He chooses one of the three ladies. Now, please, don't ever wake up in the morning and look next to you and say to you, I wonder what my Qadr al-Mu'allaq would have looked like and not my Qadr al-Mubram. Because what is lying next to you is your Qadr al-Mubram. Based on the choice that Allah knew you were going to make before you even made it. Before He created the heavens and the earth, بِخَمْسِينَ أَلْفَ سَنَةً 50,000 years before Allah created the heavens and the earth. Lying next to you is your Qadr al-Mubram. As for the Qadr al-Mu'allaq, don't you dare even go there. Don't even think about it. So, there's an overlap. There's an overlap. Yes, we know whatever Allah has put out for us in terms of rizq, we're going to get it. Nobody can take it away from us. But there's certain types of behavior that can actually increase our rizq. In terms of the Qadr al-Mu'allaq, in terms of the potential. And based on our choices of how we behave, like for example, how's my relationship with my relatives? Because قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من سره أي يبسط له في رزقه أو ينسأ له في أثره فليصل رحمه. Whoever would be happy, whoever would be happy, it's a rhetorical question. Whoever would be happy to be granted expanse in their sustenance, or to be granted a long life in the obedience of Allah. That is, according to the commentary of the hadith, that's one of the opinions. يُنْسَعُ لَهُ فِي أَثْرِ And also it refers to legacy. Whoever wants to leave behind a good legacy. But it can also mean the one who would like to be granted a long life in the obedience of Allah. Then what must they do? فَلْيَصِرْ رَحِمَةً Then maintain the ties of the womb. Maintain the ties of the womb. There's another hadith. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يزيد في العمر إلا البر ولا يرد القضاء إلا الدعاء. That nothing can lengthen a person's life except righteousness, good character. And no potential, I'm adding that word so you don't get confused between المبرم والمعلق. And no قضاء. Remember I said these are two words. إِذَا افْتَرَقَ اِجْتَمَعَ وَإِذَا اجْتَمَعَ افْتَرَقَ. If the word qada is mentioned on its own, then it can also mean qadr. But if they are mentioned together, then it is split up into knowledge and the creation or bringing into being of that knowledge. So, لَا يَرُدُّ الْقَضَى إِلَّا الدُّعَى says the Prophet ﷺ. That this qada cannot be prevented, this potential qada, the qadr al-mu'allaq. So for example, something Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put the potential of, I can give you an example of what happened to me last night. My wife and I were on our way to a nikah in Pal. And you know, subhanAllah, I had this strange feeling. You know, something on the car didn't feel right. And so I recited that dua, Bismillah, الذي لا يدر مع اسمه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء وهو السميع العليم. Three times. Very important dua. Please read this dua three times in the morning and three times in the evening. That was the advice of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What does it mean? In the name of Allah, with which no harm can come, in the heavens or on earth, and He is all hearing and all, well, and He is all hearing and all seeing. Bismillah الذي لا يدر مع اسمه شيء في الأرض ولا في السماء وهو السميع العليم. In the name of Allah, with which no harm can come, in the heavens or on earth, and He is all hearing and all seeing. I recited that dua three times, and 3 seconds later, I just heard. And I had it wasn't a blowout, but my back tire was basically flat. I was driving on the N1 at 100 kilometers per hour under the speed limit. And but it's now, it's dark. And nowadays you can't just pull over. And so it was just past Century City. And I decided, no, I'm going to drive slowly, 40 kilometers per hour. And I made it to the engine garage there in Monte Vista. And the tire was inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. But alhamdulillah, I'm standing here in front of you today. And my wife, alhamdulillah, is at home. Inshallah, I hope she's making something nice for lunch. And I had a choice whether I should make that dua or not. In fact, I think I'd forgotten to probably make it that morning. But I made it just before the musibah. And this is how we must understand dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ أُدْعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ. And your Lord has said, call on me, I will answer you. So you're telling me that dua, according to the potential things that can happen in our lives, doesn't make a difference? Of course it makes a difference. In terms of the Ummul Kitab, khalas, Allah already knows that at exactly 13 minutes past 9 and 43 seconds, you were going to make dua. And because you made that dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala answered that dua and averted that potential disaster. That is in the Ummul Kitab. In as far as the Qadr al-Mu'allaq is concerned, it was all based on whether you were going to put your trust in Allah and make that dua or not. So for me, this makes me more excited about how important it is to be conscious of the fact that life is about choices. And I must be constantly engaged. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ الدَّعْوَةَ الدَّاعِي إِذَا دَعَانِ. And if they ask you about me, O Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, my servants, if they ask you about me, you know, there are various verses in the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and if they ask you, yes, or they ask you, yes, alunaka anil ahilla. They ask you about the new moon. Yes, alunaka anil mahid. Yes, alunaka anil anfal. يسألونك عن الخمر والميسر. They ask you about intoxicants and gambling. They ask you about the spoils of war. They ask you about the menses of the woman. Then every time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says قل, say to them, يسألونك عن الخمر والميسر قل فيهما إثم كبير ومنافع للناس. Tell them that in it is a great sin and benefits for mankind. وإثمهما أكبر من نفعهما. But the sin far outweighs the benefits. So this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he tells Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell them. They ask you about this, tell them. Except in this one. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي. And if my servants ask you, O Muhammad, about me. He didn't say فَقُل. He didn't say tell them I'm near. This is about dua. فَإِنِّي قَرِيب. For indeed I am near. أُجِيبَ الدَّعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَان. Indeed I answer the prayer of the one who is praying. In other words, there's no intermediary when it comes to dua. Dua, إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدْ. Thee alone do we worship. وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينَ. And thee alone do we ask for help. I think I've mentioned before, why does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put إِيَّاكَ first? إِيَّاكَ here is the object. You don't put the object before the subject and the predicate, or the object before the doer and the verb when we speak. I don't say, you brother, I saw yesterday. I say, I saw you yesterday. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts it here for hasr, to restrict the meaning. Iyaka na'bud, meaning thee and thee alone. If he had said na'budu iyaka, we worship you, then it would have opened up the potential for addition and conjunction. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings iyaka and he puts it in front, restricting and preventing and prohibiting any addition or conjunction. Meaning iyaka, you and you alone we worship, and from you and you alone do we ask for help. So in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pre-eternal knowledge, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows about every single dua that we are going to choose to make in our lives. So make dua, Jamaat al-Muslimin. Make dua. Don't worry about what's going to happen tomorrow, what's going to happen in 5 minutes. Just keep making dua. Just keep calling on Allah. قُلْ مَا يَعْبَأُ بِكُمْ رَبِّي لَوْلَا دُعَاءُكُمْ. Say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that your Lord wouldn't even consider you. He wouldn't even take note of you if it wasn't for the fact that you were asking him. Allah loves us to ask him. So keep asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's a beautiful story in the time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala an, about Qadr. Actually, a sad story as well, because it was the time of the plague, when the plague had entered Sham, and Sayyidina Umar didn't want those that were not in Sham to enter Sham. And so it was Abu Ubaidillah ibn al-Jarrah that said to him, أَفِرَارًا مِنْ قَدْرِ اللَّهِ يَا أَمِيرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, are you running away from the qadr of Allah? He said, نَفِرُّ مِنْ قَدْرِ اللَّهِ إِلَى قَدْرِ اللَّهِ, we are running from the decree of Allah to the decree of Allah. We are running from the decree of Allah to the decree of Allah. Make your choices. Make your choices. Your choices, when you make them, that is what is in the Ummul Kitab. Just make sure you're making the right choices. It was once said, does a man or can a man change his destiny? Can a man change his destiny? Actually, it was in Japan. Can a man change his destiny? He said. So the man who he was speaking to, he said, I think a man does what he can until his destiny is revealed to him. And I thought to myself, subhanAllah, that actually sums it up. A man does what he can, or a woman for that matter. You know, try your best until Allah you leave the rest. Make the right choices. Keep making dua. Don't worry what's in the book. You are, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, Allah has given us that one thing that has actually already shaped that which is in the book. We just don't know it. And we cannot see it. It was said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam one day, he said to him, Ya Rasulullah, inna lana ruqa nastarqi biha, wa inna lana dawa'un natadawa biha, fahal hadha min al-qadr? Qala hiya min al-qadr. This is now simple things. Simple things. They say to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, O Messenger of Allah, we have ruqya. Like the Fatiha is ruqya. In the hadith of Abu Sa'id al-Khudri, where he read the Fatiha for the man who was the chief of the village. He had been poisoned for some reason or other. And he read the Fatiha. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah gave him shifa through the ruqya of the Fatiha. So the people are asking the Prophet, Inna lana ruqa. We have ruqa. You know, like the Fatiha, like Ayatul Kursi, you know, Surah, the Quran. وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and we reveal of the Quran which there is a healing and a mercy for the believers. So the Quran can be used as a ruqya, all within the bounds of the Holy Quran and the Sunnah of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he said, we have this ruqa نَسْتَرْقِ بِهَا, that we use, you know, to heal our sick, etc., by the grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the permission and power and healing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِذَا مُرِدْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ, as in the words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala narrates to us on the tongue of Nabi Ibrahim, and if I become sick, then Allah is my healer. وَلَنَا دَوَاءٌ نَتَدَاوَى بِهَا, and we have medicine with which we also take and find that shifa from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they asked, هَلْ هَذِهِ مِنْ قَدْرِ اللَّهِ, is this from the decree of Allah? He said, نَعَمْ هِيَا مِنْ قَدْرِ اللَّهِ, this is from the decree of Allah. So one cannot say that, you know, well, khalas, I'm sick. It's been written for me to be sick. So, you know, what's the use of taking medicine? No, that is the qadr of Allah that you are sick. And the fact that you choose to take the medicine, that's also the qadr of Allah. Qadr meaning the perfect knowledge of Allah, of everything that is to take place in the entire creation, including our choices that we make. Allah knows those choices before we even make them. I hope that is clear. I hope that is clear. So inshallah ta'ala, let us always be mindful of our choices. And let not the drug addict try the same nonsense by saying, well, you know, it's been written for me to be a drug addict. So what's the use? I might as well just stay a drug addict. La wallah. We at the end of the day, Allah has given us choice. Life is about choices. Let's make those choices based on the teachings of the Holy Quran, based on the sunnah of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and never give up making dua. A dua mukhul ibadah. Dua is the core of worship. In another hadith, it says, a dua huwa al ibadah. Dua is worship. Because in that dua, what are you showing? You're showing that you're in need of Allah. You're acknowledging that anta muftakirun ila Allah ta'ala. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ya ayyuhan nas, antumul fuqara'u ila Allah, wallahu al ghaniyul hamid. O mankind, you are all in need of Allah. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one and only, that is free of want, Jalla fi ola. So let us make those right choices and let us keep engaging in that dua. And inshallah, when Allah reveals that ultimate destiny to us on the day of Yawm al-Qiyamah, فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازَ. And whoever is saved from the fire and entered into paradise, then indeed they are successful. May Allah make us of them. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wa akhiru da'wana. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح.
الحمد لله.
حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
الحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب يا ربي يا ستار العيوب استر عيوبنا يا ربي يا غفار الذنوب اغفر ذنوبنا يا ربي يا مفرج الكروب فرج كروبنا يا ربي يا علام الغيوب قنا شر ما أهمنا ارزقنا حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك يا عليما بخلقك يا خبيرا بخلقك يا لطيفا بخلقك ألطف بنا بما جرت به المقادير إنك على كل شيء قدير وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله لا تعجلن فليس الرزق بالعجل الرزق مكتوب في اللوح مع الأجل فلو صبرنا لكان الرزق يطلبنا ولكن خلق الإنسان من عجل وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدا رسول الله بلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده حتى أتاه اليقين بلغ العلا بكماله كشف الدجى بجماله عظم جميع خصاله صلوا عليه وآله صلى عليك الله يا علم الهدى ما هبت النسائم وما ناحت على الأيك الحمائم أما بعد فيا حماة الإسلام وحراس العقيدة إلى أين يا سادة الكرام اسمعوا معي إلى ما قاله مولانا تبارك اسمه في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم أينما تكونوا يدرككم الموت ولو كنتم في بروج مشيدة وإن تصبهم حسنة يقولوا هذه من عند الله وإن تصبهم سيئة يقولوا هذه من عندك قل كل من عند الله فما لهؤلاء القوم لا يكادون يفقهون حديثا ما أصابك من حسنة فمن الله وما أصابك من سيئة فمن نفسك وأرسلناك للناس رسولا وكفى بالله شهيدا. فإخوة الأفاضل إن الله سبحانه وتعالى قد قدر المقادير قبل أن يخلق السماوات والأرض بخمسين ألف سنة. ولكن مع ذلك يا أخوة الأفاضل، الله سبحانه وتعالى قد هيأ لنا وقد أعطانا الاختيار في هذه الدنيا، وهذا الاختيار لا بد أن نستخدمه في طاعة الله عز وجل. وإن فعلنا ذلك لوجدنا أن ما قد كتب في قدر الله سبحانه وتعالى يجعلنا ننال الفوز والفلاح في الحياة الدنيا والآخرة. أعود بكم من هناك إلى هنا، وما أدراك ما هنا؟ هنا مدرسة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، يقول فيها الحبيب المصطفى: البر لا يبلى، والذنب لا ينسى، والديان لا يموت، اعمل ما شئت كما تدين تدان. ويقول أيضا: كل ابن آدم خطاء، وخير الخطائين التوابون. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وأشهد لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وعظيمنا وحبيبنا محمدا رسول الله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. أما بعد، فيا أيها المسلمون، أوصيكم ونفسي المذنبة أولا بتقوى الله تعالى وطاعته، فقد قال الله تعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. وقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: اتق الله حيثما كنت، وأتبع السيئة الحسنة تمحها، وخالق الناس بخلق حسن، واكثروا عباد الله من الصلاة والسلام على سيدي وحبيبي ونور قلبي محمد، طب القلوب ودوائها، وعافة الأبدان وشفائها، ونور الأبصار وضيائها. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين أبو بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي، وعن الحسن والحسين وأهل البدر والحنين، وعن سائر أهله الطيبين الطاهرين، وعن سائر صحابته أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، وعلي بفضلك كلمتي الحق والدين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين، اللهم انصر إخواننا في فلسطين وفي غزة خاصة يا رب العالمين، اللهم انصرهم وثبت أقدامهم يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصر إخواننا في الشام، في حلب وحمص ومعارة النعمان. اللهم انصر إخواننا في اليمن وفي ليبيا وفي كل مكان. اللهم انصرهم وثبت أقدامهم يا أكرم الأكرمين. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعدكم لعلكم تذكرون. قوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله، وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر، الله أكبر، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة، حي على الفلاح، قد قامت الصلاة، قد قامت الصلاة،
قام الله آدم ما دامت السماوات والأرض. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. استو، اعتدلوا، تراصوا، صدوا الخلل، سووا صفوفكم، فإن تسوية الصف من تمام الصلاة. Heels in line, shoulder touching shoulder, close all the gaps. Please make sure that all cell phones are on silent or switched off. الله أكبر. إني وجهت وجهي للذي فطر السماوات والأرض حنيفا وما أنا من المشركين، إن الصلاة ونسكي ومحياي لا شريك له وبذلك أمرت أنا من المسلمين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألهاكم التكاثر حتى زرتم المقابر، كلا سوف تعلمون ثم كلا سوف تعلمون، كلا لو تعلمون علم اليقين لترون الجحيم ثم لترونها عين اليقين ثم لتسألن يومئذ عن النعيم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل أعوذ برب الناس، ملك الناس، إله الناس، من شر الوسواس الخناس، الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس، من الجنة والناس. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. إلا الله وبارك على محمد. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. نستغفر الله العظيم، نستغفر الله العظيم، نستغفر الله العظيم التواب الرحيم الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم، ونتوب إليه ونسأله التوبة والمغفرة إنه هو التواب الرحيم. Again, I request Jama'a to join me in making dua for my mother-in-law. Inshallah ta'ala, she will be having an operation soon, inshallah ta'ala. I ask you to make dua that the operation happens sooner than later, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide the surgeon and that the operation is a success. Bi rahmati.